what?
Having a good time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to
What up, everyone? You looked at them. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Charbox Crew, podcast we drink rings about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel the Alien, a.k.a. Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
Make sure that you guys like, make sure you guys comment, and make sure that you guys subscribe. Do your ones right down there. It helps
make
us famous. Helps the channel.
Make the Come right people on. Famous.
Yeah, make the right people. We're good people. Look at me.
That's a good
Do
man.
Do I not look like a good man?
That's a good extracurricular. How do you fucking say that?
Maria, mm-hmm. What's the question of the day?
Do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe in aliens? No.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
Just
honestly,
I do. I really think.
I don't know. Honestly, I always go from back and forth because
Oh wait, fuck.
A part of me like. What? What?
Oh my god, we made. The question of the day was literally one of my questions that I wrote down, and I was like, oh, this is going to be... Oh,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, okay.
He's freaking out, guys. He's like, my material, it's fine!
I have nothing now. I'm just kidding. That was all I was basing my material off of. Do you believe in aliens? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, but anyways, I don't know. Like, I go on and off because a part of me, like, kind of does because of... I'm like, you know, maybe there's, like, other things around and, like... I remember there's been, like, Okay, don't stare at me like that. That was scary. But,
Did I say grab a drink and a snack?
No.
No, I don't
It's okay, that. Y'all. Grab a drink and a snack if you haven't already.
Yeah, make sure y'all grab a drink and a snack.
But, I know I've seen, like, documentaries. Like, when I was younger, I was really obsessed with stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I heard, like, one thing is, like, people would talk about, like, oh, like, how were the pyramids built? Which, I mean, I feel like it was just obviously slaves. But some people would say, like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, aliens. But, like, also, I forget what they're called. They're, like, they're kind of, like, mazes. But they're, like, in a circle. Mm-hmm. I'm so bad.
Crop circles?
I think that's what they're called, yeah.
They're like mazes, but in a circle.
Well, because I think actually they're not even just in circles. I'm sorry. I don't know what it's called. But,
no, they're
but I don't know. I've heard people say, like, oh, probably aliens mm-hmm. built it. But honestly, I'm saying, I'm like, I don't really believe in aliens. Like, even now I'm speaking about it, I'm like, oh, I kind of do. I'm like, no, actually, I don't. So that's just my answer. I don't think I do believe in aliens.
Oh, my God. That's such a hot take.
I don't think I do. But then you, like, always talk about, like, UFOs. Like, UFOs. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I remember when I was younger. I mean, you know, I was younger, I was a kid. I'd be like, oh my gosh, maybe it is an alien. And even in my teenage years, when I was still, like, interested in stuff like this, I could never always fully find myself fully believing.
I never believed.
You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't be like, 100%, that's an alien.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, like, a part of me would be like, maybe.
Is that an alien?
But I would definitely say I lean more towards no, actually. Now that I'm really thinking about it. Yeah, now that I'm really thinking about it. You're not real, bitch. That motherfucker is not real. Have you seen that those TikToks of it's a specific person I've seen do it. They have like llamas. Stop! Y'all, he's scaring me.
What, they got llamas?
Yeah, they have llamas. They have llamas, but they also have like a llama mask and they put it on. And they're wearing their like coat.
Ew.
And they're like standing there with the llamas. And the llamas will like come up to them and like look at them and like sniff them and then it's so weird when the llamas will just, like, run away.
Ew.
I know, me describing it sounds terrible, but...
That sounds...
It's funny. And I love reading the comments to those videos, too, because they're like, that motherfucker is not
That motherfucker is not... I feel like I definitely believe in
aliens. Because, you know what? It's like, that's, like, uncanny valley for them, probably.
I know.
For
the llamas. They're probably like...
Because it's a mask, so, like, the stare...
They're like, that looks like me, but it doesn't.
And then they're, like, sniffing, like, and they're like, it doesn't have my scent, though. Or it doesn't have, like, a llama scent. I don't know.
What do llamas smell like? Probably, like, ass. They're probably stinky.
Probably.
I hope I'm not offending no llamas.
But probably not theirs, because, like, I mean, they're owned by someone, so they probably, you know, clean,
oh, yeah,
clean
them, yeah,
groom
them,
blah, blah, blah.
Groom them, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure wild llamas do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but, I don't know. But so you believe in aliens?
Yeah, but anyway, I for sure believe in aliens.
So you
I do
more
say,
towards yes?
But I will say, I don't believe in, like, I've... They ain't visiting us. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they're definitely, like, doing their own thing. Maybe they're, like...
Nah, I never feel like if their elements were real, they'd definitely be, like, here.
I see. I feel like... Because you think about it. To them, we're aliens. To them, we're the aliens. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? No. Oh, my God. Now you're just staring at me and I...
Because I just want to understand.
To them, we're aliens, so they're not trying to find us. Like, we're not trying to find them. I'm sure
some people are.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I'm sure they're doing their own thing on their own planet, having a good time.
Oh, my God!
What is going on with technology today?
It's because you're here.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. And we're back. We fixed the light situation. Don't know what happened there. But, yeah. Like I was saying, I just think they're doing their own thing. I don't think they're visiting us. Like, people are like, I spotted a UFO. I'm like, did you? Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I just like,
show my hand.
No!
Oh my God.
But I feel like out of the whole universe, we're the only one. Please.
No, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Please.
I would say I'm somewhere in the middle, but I definitely lean towards more no. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let me change your mind. No,
change
just
your
kidding.
Mind. Tell me what you got.
I don't have anything.
Well, how's your week been?
Oh, God. So up and down. So
yes,
up and
mine
down.
Too. I would say, like, a big emotion for mine was just frustrated.
Me too. Oh yeah. My God, that's probably my top. Oh my God, we finally had like the same week.
Finally, my time. Because usually like, it'd be the opposite. Yeah. You'd have a good week, I'd have the worst week. I'd have a great week, and be like, I want to kill myself.
No, oh my God. Okay, this was like, I didn't know if I should talk about it on here or not. But, okay, so.
What?
A month ago, we discovered that one of our co-workers is leaving, and I was like, oh my God, that position is gonna be up, I might want it. Mm-hmm. But then I was told by so many different people, mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be an outside hire, like they're just gonna bring someone in that like has already done the position. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get over it, boohoo, whatever.
Oh, you can't find out.
Come to find out that they were doing literal interviews. Mm-hmm. So okay, here's what happened. He goes in the back. He, our manager, tells the shift leader that he does not want to hire either of the two people that applied. That's embarrassing, but he doesn't want to hire either of the two people that applied. And then she told me at the end of the night that I should apply. And I said, okay, I'll apply on my day. Like, when is my day off? I'll apply. I'm not trying to think of work.
Really?
Like,
oh my gosh.
Because this is the first time I thought about it, so I thought it had just changed. Come to find out the next day I come in, they're all doing interviews, and I said, mm-hmm. What's going on?
No, literally.
I said, what?
Have you replied already?
Yeah, I went ahead and applied.
So you finally you finally trained someone?
I applied.
And I feel like that was the only thing keeping you from
yeah,
the position.
Yeah, I applied and I texted him. So I think out of default, I might get it mm-hmm. because first
of
all,
everything went well, you said. You said that he said the interview was great.
The best interview
the
out
best,
of all the
exactly,
candidates.
Exactly. That the only reason he couldn't hire you as a supervisor is because you hadn't trained anyone. So exactly, this is in the bio. Supposedly.
Yeah, but
because he didn't like those last two.
Apparently, supposedly, I thought it was supposed to be in the bag last time, too.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah, I
like really had it in the bag, too.
I was so confident. I walked out of the interview, like, I just ate that.
I think it's honestly kind of super that just because you hadn't trained anyone, you didn't get the position. Because you had already been there for years, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, at that point, you were, what, there for 3 years?
And out of all the other candidates, I had actually had experience in doing, like,
yeah,
supervisor
and
stuff.
You had prior experience from
and
your old
so,
jobs. So, it's like...
It's fine now, but, like, hopefully I get it. And also, neither of the two candidates close, ever. And the person that's leaving is a closer.
Mm.
You're gonna, like...
And
oh
you
my,
do close.
That one bitch who does only openings, I'm like, you want the position, you don't even close? Please. Mm-hmm. Please. It's in my bag. It's in the bag.
It's in your bag. Have you texted him personally, though?
Yeah, I did text him personally.
Text him personally
and said,
like, hey, I applied.
I said, hey, huge. I
it's
applied
me,
for
bitch.
It. Hey, it's me.
The one with the best interview.
Yeah, the one with the best interview. Don't forget. Oh, I'm going to have to interview again.
You're just going to top it.
I know, but you see, I don't remember my stories that I had told that were very real.
You don't gotta tell me.
I know. I don't gotta tell you, but I gotta tell the public that they were very real stories.
No, of course they're real.
They were very real stories, of course. And oh my God, especially like
oh my, you're scared like remembering.
Yeah, because the last time I was scared.
I mean,
remembering,
memories are foggy sometimes.
Yeah, especially my memory, bitch. It's real smoky up there.
I'm telling you, especially when it's like when I was fresh done from smoking, but I had been smoking, you know, consistently.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just had brain fog for so long.
How
afterwards.
You feel now?
No, now that I feel clear, mm-hmm. you know, like after a while, after a while of not having smoking, I never feel like it's gonna feel like it definitely did affect my memory in some way, but I definitely don't feel as foggy
mm-hmm.
as, like, when I had first stopped. How about you? When you first stopped, So, I mean, this isn't your first time stopping.
No.
In the past when you were doing it, but you never did as consistent as I did. So I'm like, so no, I don't know.
I have always, you know, it was up, I always very strictly followed my rules, mm-hmm. literally up until January.
Really?
And that's when I broke a few of them, and I was like, okay, that's when, gotta take a step back moments, mm-hmm. that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking your own rules.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
I mean, I never had rules.
I know.
Until the end, I definitely started having rules when you were telling me about your rules, and I was like, you know what, maybe I should have rules too. But at the beginning, I didn't have any rules.
That kind of structure.
We can
really
make, bitch.
No,
the first thing I would
do. Could not be me.
No, yeah. Definitely couldn't be me anymore.
But there was, in touch, I told you, in January, there was a few times where I did it a few times, and I was like.
But it's just the way you feel afterwards, though.
Yeah, it's like the rest of the day is like.
A weekend bake is good if, like, you're not doing anything that day.
Yeah.
And but you were already productive, like, prior, or you're planning on being productive, like, in the next few days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or even just later on, but you're just wanting to wake and bake for the first half of the day, I guess.
I don't know, I feel like even after, like, the rest of the day is still, like, a little bit,
ooh.
Yeah, like, ooh, you know?
Wait, but there's something I want to talk about. Okay, so, what?
Well, what? No, I mean, I've got interested.
When I saw, not when I saw, a TikTok, actually, talking about Theraflu. Stop the time! Remember how I told you when I was sick in January? The second time I was sick, I drank like 4 or 5 bottles of Theraflu, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I know.
And remember how, like, also the first time I was like, I feel like I'm feeling delusional in a way.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that things like didn't feel real and like everything kind of felt like woo. Mm-hmm. Like that's the best I can explain it. And
you
even
have
that
5
time
bottles of Theraflu.
No, but even the first time.
Is that a cat?
That is definitely a cat. Oh my god, it's cute.
I can't see it.
It's so cute. Okay, it's a cutie. But anyways, fuck, what was I gonna say? The first time I got sick, I drank Theraflu, but it was a powder version. And the second time I got sick, I was drinking the bottles, like liquid version. And I still remember the second time around, this was probably like my 3rd, 4th bottle probably. And I remember everything felt so unreal, especially when I was buying my new bottle. I was paying for it and I remember being like, oh my god, like, oh my girl god. Nothing felt real in that moment. God. No, literally just like ooh. But I remember I saw TikTok about like Theraflu, how apparently a lot of people when they drink Theraflu they feel that like delusional, like
that sounds like
no, yeah.
Like bad.
I definitely probably was bad. I mean, I felt like it was bad.
Was it 5 bottles?
Are you kidding me? I was gonna say when I was on my like 3rd bottle, I was like, my 3rd bottle of this. But it was like I couldn't let go of it. Something about it, I was like,
you kind
of
like that.
No, I kinda.
It felt like you said, I'm not doing pins anymore. I got Theraflu. Like that's crazy.
Y'all don't do Theraflu.
Theraflu's dangerous, y'all.
Ooh. But yeah, I remember that. I just wanted to speak on that.
That's just crazy.
That's crazy.
Something else that happened to me during my week. I already told you about it, but okay. I wrote down notes the second it happened, so I remembered every detail.
Mm.
I got pulled over.
Oh my god, yeah.
I got pulled over this week. It was so embarrassing. Okay, no. First of all, here's what happened. Let me paint you a scene.
Paint it.
Okay, so there is this road, and it's, like, the light, and then before you get to the light, there's a railroad track, and then, you know, more road. So, you have to pass over the railroad track to go through the light, right? And so, it turns yellow, so I press on it, because I'm trying to get through, you know? I'm trying to get through before it turns red. And as I'm in the middle of the road, actively about to start turning, turns red. And so, obviously, I'm in the middle of the road.
But you're in the middle of the road, yeah.
So, I'm going to turn.
You're going to keep going, yeah.
And I knew it was a mistake. I knew. So I just felt my gut sink. And then I looked up in the rear view and I see blue lights right behind me. And I said,
oh my god.
Okay,
but
was,
anyway, see, it's like, you were in the wrong because you were in the middle of the road at that point. What are you supposed to do? Oh, let me back up. Let me just stay here. Like,
that's what I said. I didn't say that to him, but that's basically what
that
I said.
That happened to my mom actually once. Yeah, I mean, a few years ago. Yeah. She said, I think she was going straight. I don't know what was happening. I don't know where she was turning, going straight, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, it was yellow. She went, but right when she was, like, fully, like, over, like, she was in the middle, basically.
Yeah.
Is when it turned red, and that's when they pulled her over also, being like, you weren't supposed to go. You were supposed to slow down.
And
but it's like, she's in the middle
of
the road.
Yeah, I'm, like, literally in the middle of the fucking road. Did she get a ticket?
I don't remember.
I
don't think so. I don't I don't think she ever told me she got a ticket.
I did not get a ticket. I didn't. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Okay, so he came up to my car. Bitch, I wrote it all down.
As you should.
He came up to my car. I gave him my info, obviously. I made some jokes. Okay, don't ask me what the jokes were. I don't remember them. But he laughed. He left while I was pulling up my insurance because my mom was not answering because this always happens during stressful situations where I'm texting her and she'll take her time answering. And so he went to the car while I was pulling up the insurance. He came back to the car. He smiled. And he said, I showed him the insurance. And he was like, yeah, it's okay. I already found it in the car. So don't even worry about it. And I said, really? And then he handed me the warning. He said, normally I'd give you one ticket, but for you, I'm going to give
you just a warning. Oh my God,
for you? I know. And so I said, oh my God, really? Head eyes and all, you know.
No, you know how they work. You gotta keep the bit. And then
I left with no ticket.
Look at you.
I know.
I don't know if they gave peepers for warnings.
Mm-hmm. Also, I looked at his name. It was only his first initial and his last name, so I don't think I'd be able to find him anywhere. But I said, he wanted me bad.
So bad.
Shout out to him. You can come get some of this.
You could.
He was cute.
Really?
If you have asked me, I would have been like,
Yeah. I want to go to the back of your seat.
Yeah.
The back of your patrol car.
Oh, no, that'd be kind of scary, though, because imagine not being able to get out. Ooh. No, that's going to make me freak out.
But do you want to get into our break?
Oh, how long have we been going?
Only, like, 18 minutes. Almost 20.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're
going
to be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello everyone, we are back. We're about halfway through the episode, so make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe down below.
Now you're doing that again in the middle of it.
We want to know that y'all are enjoying the episode. So.
No, that is true. Please comment, guys. Yeah. I love reading comments. I love it, but y'all barely comment.
I know.
Where did the haters go?
I know.
They were hating for the longest, commenting, and now they don't hate. Hate!
But love also. Yeah, also give us love, but also, like, hate us.
I remember, like, I was so excited a little bit about having hate comments, you know, because I was like, oh, we can have a segment about reading hate comments.
I know,
because some of them were kind of funny, actually.
I know.
And then they stopped hating.
I know. Where y'all at?
Yeah, where y'all at?
But, ooh.
Excuse me. Oh, so what do you got about an alien? I see you got a lot going on here.
Okay, so my first question is, what do you think an alien would, like, look like?
You know what? I think aliens would look very different if they were real. I wouldn't think, like... I also don't think it's a standard what people think aliens look like. Like, green and just, like, black eyes, you know? I would think there'd be different kinds of aliens,
for sure.
Kind of like shapeshifters also, you know? Like, ooh. I definitely feel like there'd be, like, a shapeshifting, like, alien. Like, one that could, like, pretend to be, like, human or something.
Would you want to shapeshift?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would love. Okay, oh my God, shapeshift into a table.
Okay, I would not shapeshift into that. But also, I feel like if you're a shapeshifter, like, wouldn't you only be able to shapeshift into, like, something living? Or I guess if you're a shapeshifter, you get shapeshift into anything, huh?
A table.
Shapeshift.
You ready? Shapeshift. A table.
Wow.
I know.
You're so flat and skinny.
I know, you see that? Oh my God, I look fucking wild.
Also, can we talk about how he's growing his facial hair? And I'm, like, cooking right now.
Okay.
I told him to grow out his, like, goatee and mustache. I see the visioning right now. Every time I look at him, I'm like, yep.
I'm doing
something
here.
Like, I have something going on here. But yeah, I definitely think aliens would look different. And I definitely think there's, like, different kinds of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, like, one.
Well, I have...
How about you? What do you think?
What do I think? See, I was thinking about this earlier, too. Because literally, what?
You. I don't know. What do I think? No. You're not even looking at me. Just side-eyeing me. I don't know. What do I think?
Well, I feel like also, like, literally, they could look like anything. You know what I mean? Like, it could, like, I don't even, but if I were to guess, I really don't know. I don't think it would be, like, humanoid, like, we, like, I think you're right. I don't think it looks like, what we think, the green and, like, the big eyes and the, like, arms and legs. Mm. I think it would, oh my God, sorry.
Or maybe there is one, but, like, not just exactly like that.
I'm thinking, like, multiple legs, multiple arms, mm-hmm. They kind of walk weird, and maybe they're, like, I'm gonna say they're, like, Like a rosy pink color.
Is it just because you like pink? Is this a biased answer?
No.
And I don't think they look different.
I definitely don't think just green. Like, yeah. Imagine we're wrong and they're just green.
I mean, they could be.
Okay, are we ready to play a little game?
Yes.
I've got a few games. I've got a few games lined up for us.
Catch like a few episodes back where I was like, I don't like this game.
This game sucks. I've got a few games for us to play. Mm-hmm. The first one's gonna be Would You Rather Alien Edition. For those who don't know, we're gonna say two things. Would you rather this or would you rather that? And you just have to pick one. So, Maria, are you ready to play? Would you rather
Alien Edition?
Alien Edition. Maria, would you rather be abducted by friendly aliens for a year or live on Mars alone for a month?
Oh, I think friendly aliens, because you know what?
See, I think that'd be fun.
I'm like, we'll just like have little trips around your spaceship.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
Go to Mars, go to Uranus, go to Pluto, come back to Earth. You know, like a little fun vacation.
I think it would be kind of fun.
And if they're friendly, I don't got to worry about them like killing me and shit.
And like on Mars, like what am I going to do for a month on Mars? Literally, what am I going to do?
Right? That's what I'm thinking. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? How am I going to eat?
How am I
going to survive?
I feel like I would be so... Also, like, I would just get so bored. Also,
yeah, by myself for a month. Like, listen, I love my alone time. Don't get me wrong. I love my alone time. I definitely need my time to just, like, not talk to people, too. If I've been, like, around people for a long time. But a month? Like, literally just myself?
I know. And, like...
Well, that's going to get dark real quick. I can't throw that long. I can't even go somewhere.
I feel like I
Because that's another thing. Yeah, I'm by myself. But I can't even go somewhere.
Yeah, because there's nowhere.
Because, like, here I'm by myself. And, yeah, I'll, like, go out and about, go to a nature spot, go shopping, you know, just do something.
The whole thing is a nature spot.
No, yeah, but...
But, like...
No, it's just red dirt.
Yeah, but, like, the whole thing's a nature spot, but, orange, like, it's all, dirt. Like... It's all, like, no trees, nothing beautiful. It's just dirt.
Oh, you're from Stang. I can smell from up here.
Okay.
Oh, get them nails out. That's because I said his breath stank. So, what about you? You're choosing a friendly alien?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely also choosing the friendly alien.
What? Why are you looking? You see the way he's looking? Did you see that? It's because I said his breath stink, I think. He was like, and what? So, what's next?
Would you rather have the ability to... Oh, my God. Would you rather have the ability to telepathically... Oh, my God. One more time. Well, rewind the tape! Would you rather have the ability to telepathically communicate with aliens, but you'll never get to speak to humans again?
Oh my God.
Or be able to travel through space, but never be able to return to Earth?
Be able to travel through space, but never be able to come back to Earth. And the first one is communicate with aliens, but never humans.
Yeah. I know, that's a kind of a hard one.
That's what, yeah, I'm like, because then I'm like, fuck, okay, I'm here on Earth. But I'm able to communicate with aliens, but I can't communicate with people around me.
But are you kidding me? If you really think about it...
I don't think, like, could I sign language? But I have to learn how to sign language, because I can't sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, at least. And then the other one... What was the other one again?
Be able to travel through space, but never return to Earth. But that's just, like, the same thing as the first one. But
basically,
like,
just the other way around. But I'm never able to come back here, and again, I'd be bored. I guess I'm gonna pick the first one. Communicate with aliens and not humans, because I'm sure, you know what... I'm gonna take it my own way. I just want to be able to communicate, like, verbally. But maybe I'll, like, be able to, like, communicate mm-hmm. Writing or signing. Pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
What about you?
This is hard. But I feel like I would also pick the first one, because I'm gonna go your route.
And I guess still be here, you know?
You're right.
So I can go
You're
places
right.
and shit.
Third one. Would you rather find out that aliens are secretly running the government, or that they've been secretly living among us the whole time, but as celebrities?
Oh my god, which one do I think?
Which one would you rather?
Which one would I rather? Oh my god. Them as celebrities. Not
yeah.
running the government. Right now we got a bunch of clowns running the government.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen...
Maybe the aliens will be better.
Yeah, have you seen the official White House, like, Instagram, and I think even Twitter they posted it on, actually I saw. They posted an ASMR of illegal alien deportation flight. Yeah, ASMR of that. I have it saved. So basically, I have my thoughts on it. Obviously, it's, you know, disgusting. It's, like, these are the people running our country, you know? Like, the people running our country for, like, oh, let's make this video. Let's film it. It's, like, so funny and cute.
I'm, like, actually, like, kind of gagged right now.
And it's just cruel. It's plain cruel, in my opinion. Oh, yeah. I have it here for you to watch. I feel like there's so many things with him, with Trump being you know, our president, you know, becoming our president. Like, those first 2 weeks, crazy. I know. Every single day was something. I was like, no way, like, no, stop, please. And it's just like, really, this now? But instead of, like, I can't even be that fully surprised.
I know.
With everything that's been happening.
That kind of clocked me. You know, like, that's a little
crazy. You know, Elon, apparently he had, and he had, commented on that, I think on Twitter, like, haha, wow. Again, not surprised, because, you know, he did the salute.
Yeah. Oh my crazy. God. That was crazy.
Yeah, sorry. I remembered about that. I was like, let me talk about that real quick.
That, no, that's just like, I can't believe, like, I mean.
It's insane. That's it's like, insane. Like, I know, like, I'm smiling, but it's generally insane. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, no way.
That's like literally like almost.
Thing, also, when I first saw it, I saw it from Daily Mail. And we all know Daily Mail, you can't really fully trust them. So I was like, you know what, let me do some research Daily myself. Mail. I literally went to Instagram. I was like, you know what, let me go check there. I go to Instagram, I type in the White House, and, you know, has a check mark. It's their Instagram.
It's the White House.
There was. That? Dude, so funny. People running our government are posting stuff like that. Like, they thought that was fine to post.
That's mad crazy.
I'm telling you, these racist people are getting too comfortable. It's too like, fucking comfortable. And I hate that they're the people running our country.
Yeah, it's like kind of like, not it at all. Like, that's kind of crazy. No,
yeah. Yeah.
Other countries must be, like, laughing.
No, for sure. They definitely are laughing. Concerned for us, also. Because, I mean, like, I'm concerned for us.
And it feels like a South Park episode. I'm like...
Like, it's some sort of joke. I'm like, that was some sort of joke.
That's I can see that on... It. I can literally, like, see that on a South Park episode. Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. God, are we living in The Simpsons? Are we living
I never watched The Simpsons like that.
I never did either.
Same with South Park. I want to get into watching South Park. Oh, South Park is so good. I saw this one clip and I was like, that looked really funny. I actually want to watch it.
South Park is so good.
I want to watch it. I'm going to want to watch it at some point. But anyways, back to what
would you rather be probed by aliens, mildly invasive, but survivable, or be forced to explain them TikToks for hours?
Oh, second one. TikToks. Oh. I'd have a good old time doing that. Are you kidding me? Getting probed, being uncomfortable, the fuck? I want them to
probe me.
You want to probe you, bitch? That's too much. I like my space, first of all. Oh my god.
Probe me.
Stop! Get your ass out of my face.
Kaka. No, 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 no.
Although we're literally talking about, like, I don't want Zuki's butt in my face. You're like,
let me put my butt in my face. Yeah, but that's different. His hole is,
yeah,
like,
his hole is just out.
His hole? Do you want my hole to be out?
You know, yeah, a few years ago, I was like, I'll wax you. I'll wax your hole.
I thought you were literally that. What? I thought you were about to be like, you guys don't know. I saw this hole. I was like, bitch, when? No. Right, do you think if you actually did it, like waxed me, we would still be like,
friends? Yeah! Yes, of course. No, I mean, I remember, so there's some insight on me. So when I went to college, right, for a semester to be an esthetician, and the thing that I was really into mainly when I was first learning was waxing. And, you know, you gotta practice. So one of the people I asked, oh, like, hey, can I wax you? Or if you're comfortable with it, was him. And I was like, I'll wax your booty hole.
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, no, he did not want me to wax his booty hole.
Okay, well, does the offer still stand? Let's go right now.
No.
I
don't want that to be... I don't want to do that.
I haven't shaved in a while, so you can really get...
I'm okay. You know? you gotta go to professional. Yeah. But the booty hole doesn't hurt, I will say.
I just feel like it's not
the
true.
Booty hole, no, the booty hole's easy.
Anyway, would you rather have an alien parasite in your brain that gives you super intelligence or or an alien parasite that gives you super strength but sometimes takes over your body?
No, super intelligence. Are you kidding me? Who would not want to be smart?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's something I get so down on myself. Like, I wouldn't say I'm, like, an idiot, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I definitely...
I'm just kidding. Okay,
that's so mean! I'm just kidding. But I definitely feel like I can be very dizzy at times.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's something I definitely want to... Okay. Just kidding. Okay! Let's not come after me right now.
I'm playing. But,
yeah, I definitely feel like I can be very dizzy at some points, you know? I mean, who wouldn't want to be smart? I love talking to smart people.
Yeah.
I love it.
They make me... but, you know, smart people make me feel...
No, yeah. And that's actually something I want... That's also why I started reading more again, you know? Like, why I tried to get back into reading. You know, just, like, you know, broaden the vocabulary, you know? Learn stuff. Because I do eventually... I still haven't. But I do... What?
I'm listening to you.
No, okay. But you not look at me, but, like, it's... Side eye me, it's like your whole eye's looking at me somehow. Like your whole eye's like shift. I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, it's like a fish. Like, you know how fishes are, their eyes are on one side, but one eye's fully on the other side.
Is that what it's going?
Not anymore, but when your eye was wide, it's not wide anymore. Anyways, I don't even know what I was saying. Continue with the next one. All well, right. Which one would you pick? Intellectual?
No, definitely
also,
the
taking
suit.
Over my body every once in a while? What are you going to take my, over my body? The fuck? No.
No, like, literally, what does that mean?
Also, I don't give up on super strength. Super, the fuck? Super strength? Super strength?
I don't give up on super strength.
Although, you know what? Okay, I have this. There's this one coworker we have, and I refer pretty often, and every once in a while she'll ask me, like, oh, can you open this? And I'm like, yeah. And I feel so strong doing it. When I'm like, yeah, and I open it. Girl, I did it today, and I was like, yeah, I can open it.
Yeah, I got you.
No, literally. Like, I'm like, yeah, I can do it.
Would you rather have a pet alien that shapeshifts or one that reads minds?
Ooh. I don't know. Okay, so this one's where I'm like, kind of like, ooh, I don't know which one. It can, like, shapeshift. But I'm like, my pet? I kind of feel bad. Just, like, a being is, like, my pet. You know, it's not, like, an animal.
I would want like, a pet alien.
A pet alien?
I would love a pet
like,
alien.
My pet? Maybe it's, like, my sidekick.
But,
know,
like, if
pet?
It's, like, if it's, like, a smart...
Because I'm imagining it also to be, like, my size and everything. I'm like, my pet? Well, you think aliens are itty-bitty tiny?
Well,
I mean, I guess
don't
it
know.
Could be.
I see.
Also, I envision aliens to be, like humans, you know? Like, they can be tall, short.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm also envisioning, like, one, like... Like, average, like, 5'5", probably, you know?
And that's the pet that you would have?
I don't know if I want them as a pet.
It'll probably be more like a...
Of a shapeshift?
It'd be like a roommate
situation.
But it
was, like, read minds? It can read minds. But I'm like, do I really want to know... Also, it's like, one, do I really want to know what other people are thinking of me? Because I'm sure, honestly, with some people, you can tell what they're thinking of you.
Yeah.
But also, two, is like... Oh, yeah. What do I want to even know? I guess I'm gonna go with my pet. I don't really care about reading other people's
minds.
It's
gonna be your pet no matter what, but do you
that's
want
what I was thinking. That's what I was
or?
Thinking. The shapeshift. Because I was like, also, like, if it's reading minds for me, it's still, I guess, like my pet. I'm gonna go with the shapeshift. You know?
Yeah.
Shapeshift can do a bow and take me somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You could also do that too.
So I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck do I care about people? Like, reading other
people's
minds.
Yeah,
I
would
know what? I know when I was younger, you know when people were like, oh, what superpower would you like? I would always pick, like, reading minds or, like, telepathy or, like...
I think it'd be interesting, but I don't think it'd be, like...
Right, interesting,
useful.
But it's, like... Right? No, it definitely could be useful, actually.
Some people?
It definitely could be useful, but it seems like I said, for the most part, do I really care?
Yeah, not really. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got one more.
Well, you?
Oh, I think I would definitely pick the one that... See, that's hard,
the
too.
Shape. Right? It's hard.
I think I would pick
the
shape-shifting. But, like, also, the power I could have. See, but, like...
With reading minds.
I wish it could shape-shift and read minds. Because imagine it got, like, this small, and it hid behind your ear or something, and it was reading minds. I'm telling you what, like...
But you know what? If it shape-shifts, it couldn't get that small and, like, go to, you know, specific person.
That's true here on Porn Conversations. I didn't think about that. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I like the shape-shift one. I like the shapeshift one. Oh my, it could shapeshift and go to work for me.
Oh my god. Oh, I didn't think of that. But yes. Oh my god. Never having to work again, thank god. I hate working.
Oh my god, that would feel really bad then.
No, yeah.
That,
well, you know, it reeks the benefits, you know? It'd be able to socialize and like, we both got money now.
We both have money going directly into my account.
No, my account. But you know, they'll reap the benefit.
Yeah.
Me saying, I feel bad, it'll be my pet, but it can go to work for me.
But I know.
I'll definitely take the money, yes. It can
but like, I'll buy it things. Like...
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'll buy it things. Like, I'm not going to be like stingy with the money. Anyways,
would you rather? Oh my god, even better. They go to one job, I go work another one. We have
but like
so
a part time.
Yeah,
no,
no,
I wouldn't
crazy.
Work anymore. I would not work the same hours.
No. I'd work like 15 maybe at most. Anyway, would you rather eat only space food, like freeze dried astronaut foods, or for a year, or have an alien chef prepare all your meals, but they use very questionable ingredients?
An alien chef.
Yeah.
Use questionable ingredients.
Yeah. Alien ingredients.
See, when you said questionable, I was like, questionable and like, what? They're going to use poison or like something I don't like at all? Ever like once in a while?
Questionable.
But same as like the second one. I never eaten like, you know how there's camp foods?
Yes.
I never tried stuff like that. But I'm envisioning it to be something like that. And some
you never had freeze-dried? You never had astronaut food?
No, but I've heard at least like camp food is kind of like... mid or has like no taste. Same thing with like military food. I don't know if it's the same thing. Military food.
I have like, tried I've heard, the military like, meals.
Comments of that, yeah.
They're like mid.
Yeah.
They need
And that's
seasoning.
What I'm envisioning it to be, kind of. Have you tried space food stuff like?
Well, I mean, I've had a quote unquote astronaut, what are they called? Neapolitan ice cream bar, like the sandwich cookie ones. And they were pretty good. They were just like kind of freeze dried.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely gonna pick that one. Eating space food.
Really?
For a year.
I want this. I want the chef. I want the alien. Oh my god, first of all, my own.
So I'm like, what if it makes anything I don't like? And also, using questionable ingredients. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Poison? I know I don't have to eat it, but I'm like, using questionable ingredients? What if one of those questionable ingredients is poison? I'm questioning that, bitch. I'm questioning why the fuck there's poison in my food. What if there's like, you know, some cultures, they eat, like, bugs. Like, I know my great-grandma, what is it? Stink bugs. Yeah. Eating stink bugs? If that's part of the questionable food, the fuck? No. A tarantula? No.
Ugh, stink
Although,
bug?
You know what? I kind of do want to try tarantula.
What?
Like, I can't, like, I'd be really scared. I'd be, like, really scared, but I'm like, it's dead. I don't know. I think I would kind of try it. But, like,
no,
like, it definitely, like, would take a, like, even right now when I said, I'm like, I started freaking out a little bit. Because I'm like, oh, it's like, having that
even
on a
dead
stick holding it.
I'm
like, I don't know. But I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I would try it. It definitely took a lot of, like,
yeah,
hyping like myself up.
Yeah. No.
But maybe I would.
No, that's too much
I also kind of want to hold one. Even though I'm so scared of them, I kind of want to hold one. I don't know. Anyways, continue.
No, I don't have any more would you rathers.
Really? Yeah, that's it?
All I got for would you rathers.
Ooh, what a fun game. Oh my gosh, did you hear of this person? This
no.
His name's Adrian. It was in southern Chile. He got swallowed by,
I did hear about this, actually.
Yeah, by a humpback whale. Well, I wouldn't say swallowed, because the whale didn't swallow him, but...
Yeah, he spit him out.
Yeah, he spit him out, yeah. But, his name is Adrian Simancas. I think I'm pronouncing that part right. He's 20 years old. He was kayaking with his father, and he was briefly swallowed by a humpback whale. And he says, even though he did feel fear when he was first, you know, initially in the humpback whale's mouth, he said he kind of just felt hopeless, you know, like, obviously, because, you know, there's not really much he could do, he said. Like, what else can I do? You know, I'm in here.
Uh-huh.
He's just
oh my
scared.
God.
That's what has me so scary. Like, because also, like, obviously for him, I mean, there's a video. It kind of, like, just comes up under
I know, him, and grabs him. I'm
just
like...
Just takes him in. So, in a matter of seconds, everything changed, you know, just like, ha la 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 la, the darkness.
I know. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And then you're just in there, you know? But then he said once the humpback whale spat him out, which actually was pretty quick. I mean, at least that's what it looks like in the video. It looked pretty quick. He spat him out. He says that's when he, True Terror actually came in, because he's like, well, what's the whale going to do now, you know? Like, animal.
Uh-huh.
He kept
oh
saying
my God.
Animal. He didn't say humpback whale, so I'm guessing because in that moment he didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
He was like, well, what's the animal going to do now? Is it going to go after my father? Am I going to, you know, because he did end up swimming to his father, to his father's, like, cack. He was like, am I going to reach, you know, the shore on time before getting hyperthermia? You know, it was a very scary situation, but it seems like...
Sí, yo en principio cuando pensé que había muerto, fue como claro, mucho terror, porque pensé que no ya no podía hacer nada, ¿no? Y cuando salí y empecé a flotar, uh-huh. ahí sentí el miedo de verdad de que también le fuese a pasar algo a mi papá, de que no hubiésemos llegado
so
a tiempo
scary,
a la orilla,
you know,
me fuese a dar hipotermia.
Oh, it doesn't sound like insensitive. But I think it's kind of cool.
No, we're kind of right.
Like, I'm not, I'm sorry, Adrian, I'm not trying to sound like an ass, but it's kind of cool. Like,
no, right?
That I mean, you're A-okay, but that definitely had to be so fucking terrifying. No, like, I'd be crying. Are you kidding
like,
me?
Really thinking about it right now.
But then,
like
now you got a video, like, yeah.
Of you going into the whale's mouth. Like, yeah, I did that.
Swallowed.
The fuck? Have you been swallowed before? I don't think so. I don't think so, but you know who has? Me.
No,
I have
not.
A whale. Clock that.
Yeah.
Clock that to you.
Oh, I saw someone comment this. Imagine playing two truths and one lie.
Oh my God.
Or two lies and one truth.
You did not get swallowed by a whale.
No, yeah.
Well, actually.
Actually, that's my truth.
That's
my truth, actually. I did almost get swallowed by a whale.
That's my truth.
Like, he'd be so good at that game. Because no one ever picked that
no
one.
No ever.
But another thing I have, this is also a little
tea.
Is, I want to say, well, it's definitely is tea.
A little clock.
But it's definitely not, like, upbeat. This is another one of those situations, like, with the White House. So this happened on February 3rd, Jocelyn Rojo Carranza, I think I'm pronouncing that right, on February 3rd, she tried to take her life because she was getting bullied at school at, let me out this school, Gainesville Intermediate School. She was 11 years old and she took her life on February 3rd, or tried to take her life on February 3rd. She was getting bullied because people at school, well, her classmates were saying, we're gonna call like ICE on your family. You're gonna be all alone, blah, 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 blah. And obviously it was taking a toll on her because what the fuck, you know, like,
yeah,
just like threatening her with that. And the thing is, she would go and report it, you know, mm-hmm. you know, to the school. She would report it, but they did nothing about it. They didn't even tell her mother. And oh. I mean, I guess she also didn't tell her mother, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't until after, you know, she was being hospitalized for just intensive care. It didn't say how exactly she, like, yeah. tried to go about it, but for intensive care. But she did pass away on February 8th. But yeah, I think it's just insane that no one did anything. Yeah.
Oh.
She had been reporting it for months. It's not like, oh, it happened once.
Uh-huh.
Oh, car driving there. It's not like it happened, like, once. It happened, like, often.
Yeah.
She reported it, and they did shit about it. And they didn't even tell her mother.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Like, you should call. First off, you should have done something. You should have, like, reprimanded the students anything. That yeah. were saying stuff to her. But also, you should have called the mother. Like, the mother needs to know. Like, you find out a student is being bullied. First off, do something about it. And also, like, contact not even just the students. Like, that is getting bullied. But also the students that are doing
yeah, it. Yeah, contact their parents, too. Hello.
Round everyone up.
Yeah, round them up.
Round them up. But yeah, it's just a fucked up situation of what's going on. And
like you said, everyone's getting a little...
The racists are getting comfortable. Because, I mean, obviously the kids, they were doing it. I want to say maybe because they were hateful. I would say just because of the people they were growing around.
Yeah.
And that's how hate grows.
Is I
you know?
It's learned. It's taught.
What do I say? I don't know. Some people are fucking assholes. I'm not... I don't know. I mean, they were in middle school. They're sixth graders. So I'm not gonna be like, oh, they know full well enough, but I'm saying, like, I know how I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that shit.
I wasn't
doing that. Like, I knew damn well right and wrong from that. Like, uh-huh. I wasn't saying stuff like that to people.
Oh my god.
So I'm like,
that's crazy.
It's just a fucked up situation. Like,
yeah.
something should have been done. The people in the school should have done something. And that's why I'm like, adding them. It's a very sad situation.
Yeah.
What do you got? That's lighthearted. I'm not over it. I feel like I definitely gotta find a better way to, like, segue after
okay,
that.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's just, I feel like it's kind of disrespectful the way we just, like, segue afterward. we really don't mean it in a disrespectful way. Like, obviously, like, I'm just trying to bring light into these things. Which is, like, afterwards kind of awkward, like, segueing into a happy into thing.
I wish.
You seen that trend on TikTok where, like, people, it's a Nicki Minaj song, ew. And people yeah, will report, yeah, like, yeah. their cat and they'll touch them and they're like, L.
Yeah,
well, I've seen someone where the cat. Like, I know, I saw. I've seen videos where the cat literally smacks the person. I saw where the cat literally went.
Ew.
I think there's something funny. I love those videos. Anyways,
I love cats so much.
I love them too.
I was actually putting into thoughts in my mind about getting a third one.
Get in there. It should be an orange.
That's the ones I was looking for. I found one that looked really adorable, but I don't know. I'm still.
What's the third?
I'm still on.
It's basically two.
Oh well, yeah, because he's been. Yeah, I'm still. I don't know. I'm still on the.
He's
fence.
Temporary.
He's
just here. He's just not here all the time. Yeah. Well, he is here all the time, but like, not fully. He leaves the house, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
like,
she said you're temporary. She said she hates you. Or she wants to. She's like, look at him. He's about to cry.
His face?
I'm sorry.
He goes out and about, is what I mean, you know.
I'm sorry, she didn't.
I mean, obviously, once you move, he's definitely coming with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't live without his big fat ass now.
No, duh.
Oh my god, I still remember.
Also, you know how, I mean, you've asked me, like, oh, does Athena look like she goes with me? I feel like Zuki really looks like he goes with you. Earlier, when Zuki was, like, right here, like, looking at me, I was like, wow, they really do go together.
Do we look right now?
Like he would be with you.
Like, right now?
No, maybe not right now, but just in general.
I'm a little nervous that it's going to be stained.
I was actually going to say, it looks like the pink is actually fading, at least here on the forehead. I feel like you were more pink when I first saw you.
Do you think?
I definitely think, but I was like, I don't see it anywhere, so I don't know how it could be getting rubbed off.
Have you ever struggled to understand why humans just don't use telepathy? Like, I don't get it.
Sometimes I feel like... Actually, no. I was going to say sometimes I feel like it's real, but no. That was me when I was younger. I don't know where I saw this, but, like, No, like I said, I was always interested in stuff like this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was younger, I saw, I think it was a video, or maybe I just read it. I think it was a video, actually. And I swear it worked, dude. Because I would do it afterwards, and, it would, and like sometimes it would work. Where, like, this video was, I think it was a woman. She was like, you gotta envision, you gotta envision, like, the person you're trying to, like, you know, have a telepathy with. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to envision it, and you're also supposed to, like, envision a path. Like a light or something. Like, I know the thing that I would do, but I would always envision. I love Twilight.
Yeah.
So okay. I would envision, you know how Bella, in Breaking Dawn Part 2, her shield, whenever she would, like, be projecting it, whenever she would project it to, like, someone, like, towards Edward, or, like, anyone, to, like, help shield them, you could see, like, it's, like, a clear, like, theme.
Yeah.
Like, a clear, I don't know how to describe it. Just, yeah. Like, a clear something coming out from her going towards that person. That's basically how I would envision it, like something like from my brain going to that person. I would envision that person because that's what the Libby said to do. It did. I swear to God, it worked sometimes.
Do you want
to
try?
But I think no.
I'm no, gonna, let's try it.
I think it's just like coincidences because I was gonna tell you there was like this one time where I remember it, where I was like, oh my God, it worked. Because the thing I would always use it for when I was younger, I was like in middle school. Let me say that I was like in middle school, and I remember this one time I was like, I really want Waffle House. And I remember, my stepdad was driving, but I knew the way my mom was, like, she would say, like, if you want some, then yeah. So I started doing telepathy, and I was like, you want Waffle House? Like, and I remember, like, he's sitting over there, and I'm, like, envisioning it, because I would always close my eyes. Uh-huh. I always would get into it. I would close my eyes, and I'd be, like, envisioning it going towards him. And then I remember, literally, a few minutes later, he was like, y'all want Waffle House? And I was like, yeah. I swear, it was always with food. So it was during that era. So when I wanted to eat, it was something like that. But yeah, I swear to God, I was like, this is really working.
It worked. It worked. Should we try?
We can. But like, there were definitely times where it didn't work because I don't think it's actually for real.
Oh my God.
I remember in the video, the lady was talking about like something about back in the day with telegrams when you know how to, you had to like telegram something. But sometimes the telegram wasn't fast enough because you had to, like, they had to make it out and everything. So people would use that. I know. I was in middle school. I think it was in 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah. I think
do you want to try? Okay, let's try. Okay, I'll do it to you because I'm the pro.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me think of something. Okay.
Are you thinking of something?
Yeah, bitch. Let me concentrate. I have to concentrate.
Sorry.
It's just insane.
I have to concentrate.
Do you feel anything?
I just keep seeing like zucchini in my mind. Are you thinking about zucchini?
No. I would just be like, are you excited for the place we're going to go eat?
They might sell zucchini there.
What?
No, I meant like the vegetable.
No, I know what you mean. No, for a moment I thought you were being racist. I was like, what in the fuck? I get what you mean. Like the vegetable.
Do I look like an alien?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm human.
Stop with the time. Human.
It's me and my...
Okay, why you pose it up?
Come here. It's me and my pet cat. Anyway.
Not your pet cat. It's your alien that's shapeshifted.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why do you think he disappears?
I've cracked the code.
He goes on. Oh.
If y'all don't see me on the next episode, it's because he's off me. Because I know what's up. I know the truth. Oh my God.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I sure am.
Okay, we are going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Make sure you guys like, make sure you guys comment, make sure you guys subscribe!
Yes! Follow our socials!
Go follow all of our social medias. It ain't that hard.
Look at the link. It's literally just a click.
Look at the link.
The link makes it easy for y'all.
I do. I work so hard. And make sure you go check out our ASMR video that we worked on.
And please make sure you follow our TikToks because we're going to start posting some clips from our episodes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start posting our clips from our YouTube videos.
And also just for fun down there, you know? We make some dances. We're some dancers, y'all.
Yeah, I actually have a throwback one for us today. I'm really excited for. And anyway.
You hear that?
Anyway.
Throwback.
So, we're going to go
ahead. Why your teeth look so white?
Do they?
Yeah. Ooh.
Anyway, we're going to go. This alien has business to take care of.
He's got to go back home.
Okay.
Can you do that? Should. Wait, aren't you supposed to have your thumbs back together? There we go.
Home. Anyway, we gotta go.
Yeah. Hasta la vista,
goodbye, y'all. Goodbye.